Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello once again from the North Pole. I'm L. Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News for SantaUpdate.com. We mark now 14 hours until Santa's launch, but the world is bustling with activity already, and we have breaking news all over the place. But there is one place in particular that should be our focus at this time, and that is in Sector 1, where we go now to Elf Marianne Bright, veteran elf reporter on assignment this year stationed on Christmas Island, a territory of Australia. Marianne, it's been Christmas Eve there now for hours. What are you seeing?
Hi, Frank. Yes, dawn is starting to break in parts of Sector 1, and it promises to be yet another bright and warm summer's day for most here. I can report some tracker activity coming in, but it's not much. Just a few weather reports of little consequence. The weather for most here will be bright and beautiful.
Marianne, at this point in tracking Santa in that part of the world, what is it that supervisors there in the regional tracking center are focusing on?
Right now, that focus is on the countdown clock. 14 hours from now, Frank, Santa will be in our airspace. That's always a big question here, just where he will go first. As they like to say, the ocean here is so big and Santa's sleigh is so small, it's always a guessing game where he ends up.
If I'm a tracker elf in Fiji right now, as the sun comes up on Christmas Eve morning, what's the first thing that I do?
Go to the bathroom.
No. I mean after that.
I go to SantaTrackers.net, log in, and see if there's instruction from my supervisor.
Very instructive, Marianne. Thanks for that report. We'll check in on Sector 1 in a few hours. From the North Pole, as our countdown to Santa's launch continues, I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.